So much goes into silage. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. Custom harvesters assist growers across the country traveling from one end to the other during harvest season to bring the grain crops in. But as Rafe Joliffe of U.S. Custom Harvesters points out, more in his profession are also harvesting forage and silage for customers, even though this practice is nothing new.
The organization as a whole has had forage members for many years.
Joliffe says that, in fact, custom harvesting of forage and silage is almost a year-round activity in its own right.
There's guys in Arizona that are literally running 10, 11 months out of the year. Any member could be running at any point of the time. Anything can be harvested for forage. I mean, you've got your alfalfas. The things we typically think of are corn silage or sorghum silage.
Even harvesting and chopping corn stalks, which is then mixed in with distiller's grain by some producers to supplement livestock feed.
If it'll chop, if it'll feed, if it'll produce for America, why aren't we doing it?
But there's more to the story. Dr. Wayne Koblentz, who's a research agronomist and dairy scientist with the U.S. Dairy Forage Research Center, says when it comes to storing forages, he has some fundamental rules.
Now, whenever you incorporate a forage mass, you're going to trap oxygen in that forage mass, and that is going to be removed through respiration of still functioning plant cells. The object is to make that occur as quickly as possible. What you do not want is to delay sealing or allow air access that's going to prolong that period of removal of oxygen.
David Sparks.